Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair.
He sees hair on his head and not on his shoulders, and when you hear that little ditty, you know it is part of the wonderful 10-minute musical written especially for this show. This show is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, and my name is Adrienne Berg. I'm the host, and we are heard now 38 stations all over the country. It is the only show that deals with every aspect of aging that you could possibly imagine, and it's definitely getting somewhere, because we keep adding stations and listeners, and we're very, very excited about what's happening with our show. Also, the 2015 winner of the Mature Gold Media Award. All right, so now that I got my two cents in and I did my own personal bragging, let me brag about my guest. And actually, the show in general, this is a show that is a life changer. It's easy to say, but I'm going to prove it. If you listen carefully to our guests today, the second one is a surprise guest, are you going to find out both the spiritual, emotional, and the practical medical ways of changing your life through a variety of practices. One of them is meditation, but many others as well. We have Emma Evatori. Now, Emma Evatori is both the editor of Heartfulness Magazine. She's also very involved with a great event that's coming up that I'm planning to be at by the time you're listening to this. That event will already be a past great success. But there are programs for you personally and your community in many parts of the country to practice heartfulness. All well and good, Emma, but we don't know what heartfulness is. So Emma, as editor and trainer, explain first, before we go any further, what is heartfulness?
Yeah, well, it's so nice to be on the program today. Heartfulness is a method of meditation. It's a really simple form of meditation that has been around for about 100 years. It started in the 1800s and has been really taken internationally kind of by word of mouth. And we're really trying to bring it more into the general public worldwide. It's a simple practice where we spend time every day to connect our mind to our heart. And we sit in silent meditation with a suggestion that there's a source of light already present within us. And as we attend to that light and that presence inside, we begin to allow our minds to quiet down and discover the inner resources in our heart with the inspiration and intuition that's already we contain inside.
So, you know, I have to say that this is all done in partnership with the United Nations Department of Public Information, relaxation and meditation wellness programs. Businesses do this. But let's face it, Emma. The average person who is brought up in the U.S. still thinks that this is an Eastern practice. It seems very, very unusual to them. They can't even sit still for 5 minutes unless they're watching the television program. How do you get us? See, I meditate, so I know, but it's taken years. Taken years. How do you get a culture like that to relax?
I totally understand. I really love what Dan Harris says. He's a news anchor that had a panic attack on the air.
Yes.
And he kind of talks about, what's that?
It was in the news, but people know about that.
Yeah. Yes. he's great. So he talked about how he's kind of a reluctant advocate of meditation, a reluctant ambassador, if you will. And from his recovery through that panic attack, he ended up doing a meditation practice and kind of understood why there's such a buzz around it. What I love that he says, in the 1940s, if you ask someone, if you told someone, you know, I'm going for a run, they would say, "What's chasing you?" And with that metaphor, sometimes when you talk to people that you meditate, they're going to look at you like you're a little bit weird. But it's becoming a modern phenomenon because it's so effective. We've done a lot. I mean, you see the computer technology, the focus on neuroscience, the focus on mind studies and neurology, how we've become such a mind-centered culture. And we're moving into that mindfulness area, understanding that the stressors that are in our environment are overwhelming to our system. And what heartfulness does is it reestablishes the mind and heart connection. There's this connection that we have. It's a spectrum of thinking to feeling, of mind to heart. And we're so caught up in our culture and our mind. I know I grew up, I went to a private school and was valedictorian of my class at UCLA, which is all well and good, but I was a really anxious, kind of neurotic person for a while there. Always positive and spiritually oriented, but I had a lot of anxious tension and kind of a sadness underneath all that. And what meditation has done for me is it's not only has it helped me refine my intellect, but it's also helped me tap into my feelings in a more centered, balanced, rational way. It's helped me reduce my stress levels. It's helped me form better relationships. So it's a very practical practice. We understand that we have to take care of our bodies, whether it's sleeping enough, eating the right things, exercising. But meditation is the exercise for our mind and our heart center. It's for the inside of us. So we're great at taking care of our bodies, but as a culture, we're understanding more that we need to take care of that inner resource that's so precious and so delicate. And we can't just bombard ourselves with information and take everything on all the time. We have to tune into what's already there and the wealth and the intelligence that's connected to ourselves within.
Now, you know, we'll talk about the magazine in a minute, but I must say to my listeners, most of my listeners are people who are, let's say, 50-plus, and they can be 50, 60, 70s, even 90s. And so we either, if we're boomers, because we speak to a lot of boomers here, if you're a boomer, like I am, although I'm on the older age of boomerism, but I'm still a boomer, we knew about Transcendental Meditation, TM.
Yeah.
What would happen in the 60s and even in the 70s was gurus and Transcendental Meditation and John Lennon and Yoko Ono going to the ashram, and this was our introduction. In other words, it was pretty heavy stuff. And I might even say it might have been drug-related, too, because in those days, this was all one piece of kind of changing the culture. Now, people before us, who might be in their 70s, 80s, and 90s now, this was totally foreign. I mean, there was they had no part of this culture. Today, heartfulness is, you have some of this practiced in hospitals. There are doctors that say, go home and meditate. So we see.
Yeah, I was giving a workshop in a hospital just a few months ago.
So, in terms of the magazine, what do we find in this? Is this a help that we can do for ourselves, or should it always be in community? And how do we get trained? I know you have websites for us to look at, and I want people to know how to take this to the next step, and then we'll come back for our next segment. But how do we take this to the next step if we want to learn more?
Well, if you want to learn more, the easiest way to start understanding what the practice is to go to our website, which is heartfulness.org, and it'll tell you how to meditate. Basically, there's a simple relaxation that'll relax your body from the feet to the head and allow you to just settle into meditation. You don't have to be an adept meditation practitioner to start. You just have to be willing to try and curious about what might transpire when you sit and tune in. So after you relax your body, then you can find out how to meditate, which is just simply sitting with your eyes closed with the idea that the source of light is present within your heart. And a lot of people, when they start to meditate, they think that they have to have a completely suspended thought. They shouldn't have any thoughts at all. And with this practice, you don't have to stop your thoughts. But if you notice that you have those thoughts, just gently bring your attention back to the source of light in the heart. And that thought will become a feeling. And that feeling will become an experience. And that experience is what we center in that becomes part of our day. So the meditation is just a training to be in a meditative state throughout the day, where as you're having inputs instead of reacting unconsciously, you're able to be active and participate from your holistic self. So if you want to be supported in your meditation journey, then you want to connect with a trainer like myself. And in the heartfulness practice, unlike some other practices, there's a completely volunteer service. So the whole practice from start to finish is free of cost. There's never any charge. If you come to a gathering, maybe there'll be some cost for food or some, you know, basics like that. But the practice itself, we don't sell because it's already inside. The trainers will help you go deeper, and the unique element of the heartfulness practice, other than the attention and the focus on the heart, is what we call yogic transmission. And yogic transmission might sound a little bit woo-woo, but it's really just the movement of, it's kind of like, think of a radio tower. Like you have this radio station, and it's transmitting into the air, and people are taking their radios and turning it into a certain, you know, frequency and picking up that vibration. So what the trainer does is...
Yeah, well, we come back, I don't want to cut you off while you're giving us what I consider the punchline. When we come back, we'll talk about how this training goes and why so many people, including businesses, are very interested in doing it, and also what it has to do with energy. I think as we age, we have a little difficulty with meditation. We think of it as sitting in one place or get stiff, but we begin to accept the issue that energy is a real force.
You may think that
when we have massages or Reiki or whatever, we get it.
Let's see
if we can get it even further with heartfulness
and meditation. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and we are trying here on our show, Generation Bold Radio, to make some real changes in your life. And the only way to do that is for you to get educated first, to get it, to get what we're trying to bring across, and then if you see something in it for yourself, to do something about it. And this is in many areas. We've talked about everything from what's a good supplement for your prostate to how to get out there and meet new men and women to having people who have written books about grieving. And we'll also be having a wonderful show next week about traveling all over the world safely. So there's no end to the topics that come into our life after we have become mature, so to speak. Meaning 55 plus, and we have listeners who are younger, we have listeners who are much, much older. But the fact is they all have one thing. They have the drive to successful aging. And we have today Emma Eva Torrey, who is the editor of Heartfulness Magazine. Also, she is a trainer in heartfulness meditation. Trying to explain to us something that's very, very difficult to explain. And that is how you can tap into a source of light. The minute we talk about this in community, everybody shuts down. I mean, that's just the American way. It's simple as that. And Emma, during the break, said something extremely interesting. She said it doesn't matter because you have to experience it anyway. If you haven't experienced it, you can't get it. I'll put my two cents in and then throw it over to you, Emma. I've experienced very simply every single Friday, including today, by the way, we're pre-taping, I will be doing 2 hours of meditation in a group. And I know the difference, and everybody in that group knows the difference, between doing meditation in a group and doing it by yourself. Now, if you can tap into a universal energy like that, then you can meditate anywhere. You're always in a group, so to speak. It doesn't matter where you are, who you are, if you're on the bus or if you're, you know, sitting in your chair or if you're in an ashram. But it's something to be experienced. Now, you did put together, your group has put together a fantastic program in New Jersey. People can get this in their own community. So let us know how to find you so we can replicate some of these things.
Definitely. So we're happy to come to community centers or any corporations, hospitals, places of wherever you're gathering or are connected with, and conduct workshops free of cost. So if you go to heartfulness.org and email us at info@heartfulness.org, we're happy to connect you with somebody locally, and we can conduct a workshop. And it's really more about, you know, I can go on and on about the philosophy of meditation or the benefits, or you can experience it for yourself and see. Make it a scientific approach and see what that experience inside is like. And we're happy to help people learn what that feels like and how they can incorporate it more effectively into their day and any questions they might have as they go along their meditative journey.
Yeah, I must say, it has been a very religious time. In the last few months, I mean, for some religions, there was Lent, there's Ramadan, there's the reading of the Torah, starting the reading of the Torah all over again. So between my own spirituality and my friends, something's been happening. In every service that people have gone to, they've come back and told me, and it's true in my own service, that the spiritual leader, whether it's a priest, a rabbi, an imam, didn't matter, told them to meditate. So yeah. Something is happening here. From the hospitals and the doctors to the neuroscientists who tell you that meditation is good for your brain, and the more meditation you do, the less chance you have of having dementia. And pain, too, that it takes pain, the pain centers go down while they're watching the exploring neurologically how people who are meditating, to the spiritual leaders. So there seems to be almost like a critical mass here. And again,
exactly.
It's a wonderful thing. Now, how are you seeing it? Because you're kind of right in the center of this thing. Do you see a change from the first when you first started this to now?
Well, I'll tell you, I was just at New York University, and we were with the Center for Global Spiritual Studies. I don't remember exactly the title, but we were talking to the assistant director there, and she has meditative programs on campus at NYU. And when I was in school, you know, a decade ago, I didn't have those kinds of resources, or if we did, I didn't know about them. So you're seeing the zeitgeist change and open. I think yoga did a great job setting the foundation in the 90s and the early 2000s as a bridge. You know, it's a physical bridge. You get a physical workout, but you're also exposed to maybe more of the Eastern principles. And at the end, you have like a brief meditation or a brief check-in when you're laying down or sitting up. And so people are starting to understand, oh, this is a really great part of my practice, but they're wanting to expand that more. And I love what you said about religious experience. If you look at every founder of every major religion, you know, what was Jesus doing when he was on the mountain? What did Buddha do to understand those insights that he garnered? What was Moses doing when he was connecting with God? They were having an interiorized experience of the divine within themselves. And then we're seeing it on the scientific side. UCLA has research studies that prove that there's an increased thickness of the prefrontal cortex when you meditate. Harvard talks about how regular meditation may slow down mental aging. And a York Hospital has done a heartfulness-specific study that exemplifies how it can reduce burnout and increase emotional wellness. So we're seeing on the whole spectrum that we can integrate this approach into our life in a practical, effective way, regardless of how we're approaching it. And our reasons for trying it out in our life are unique to us, and our experience with it can also be unique, but as simple or as profound as we're interested in.
You know, I'm an attorney by background, and don't hold that against me. I stopped practicing a while ago, and I work in the field of financial gerontology, helping people make sure their money lasts all their life. But I follow what's going on with law and law firms.
Yeah. So
the Wall Street Journal recently had an article that law firms in New York are having meditation sessions.
Yeah.
If you know how law firms work, it's 24/7 a day work. How do you live long enough to become a partner? It becomes the problem. And yes,
I know.
They're beginning to meditate, so this is quite something.
Mm-hmm.
Before we leave, I'm curious about the magazine itself. How often does it come out, and what types of articles will we see when we read?
Well, the magazine is free online. It's at heartfulnessmagazine.com. It's a monthly publication, and you can subscribe to it for free online, or you can purchase a print subscription where you get it delivered to your door every month. And there's a whole range of articles from self-improvement to relationships. There's some focus on nature. Then we go a little bit deeper in our inspiration section if that's something interesting for you. We generally have an interview, and then there's a section for children with a teaching story and an activity. So it's quite a span.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And now you hit another issue, which is your grandchildren. The fact is that we know from studies that they're looking at you. And they're looking into what you do. So if you're meditating, probably they're going to meditate, even if their parents look at you, you know, like you've got two heads. So I have to tell you, we're finished with our section. I can't believe it. We have a surprise guest coming in. It's going to dovetail right into this. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Emma.
And I freely so happy to connect with you today. Thanks for having me.
Take care.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And hello, hello, hello again. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, I promised you a surprise and special guest, and I surely have one. You may already know Dr. Michelle DeBias because she has a book, Power Over Pain, the POP, P-O-P, Power Over Pain, Method for Whole Body Healing. And I want you to know that we do get up every morning. I think that one of the biggest problems of aging is that we have this mindset that it has to come with pain. And I'm going to tell you that this weekend, this particular weekend, in New Jersey, my great state, there's 4 hours of chanting, spirituality, meditation. And many, many people are coming, and the reason it's a big deal in this state is it's at NJPAC, which is like saying meditating in Lincoln Center or Kennedy Center. It's a very unusual event. I can't tell you how many people are already anticipating that they're going to be in pain because we have that mindset, and we have a doctor here who says pain is not a natural event that comes as we age. It doesn't have to be that way. So thank you so much for being with us, Dr. DeBias.
Thank you, Adrienne, for having me.
So let's take a look. I mean, the name of your book is pretty clear, Power Over Pain, the POP Method for Whole Body Healing. What's the POP Method?
Well, the POP Method is a system that I developed that gives 5 steps so that we can really identify what those key emotions are, what the stories are that we tell ourselves every day that can actually make pain anchor to our bodies and keep the pain hanging on. So it gives an easy way for us to be able to look at some other ways of identifying what's going on in our bodies and why we may have the aches and pains that we do.
So you see that there are things in our past that may have engendered pain and that we keep it in place?
Absolutely. Also, it's a lot of our beliefs and the stories that we tell ourselves day in and day out that can actually cause our pain to become chronic. It might not necessarily be the emotions itself that started it, but then it's the way we talk about it, what we believe and about aging and about how our life is that can make it fuel that pain and make it hold on.
So let's go through a little bit of a journey. Let's say it's a person who has back pain. And I know that you're trained in chiropractic practice, that you've been in practice since 1999. So you have many, many experiences with real-life patients who were sufferers. What would you do? How would you get them started through the POP method?
Well, the first thing that I do is I like to listen to what they have to say, because a lot of times in our consultations, when you hear what patients are saying to us and to themselves, that can give us a good clue if this has an emotional root or not. For instance, if somebody comes in and says, well, I just hurt all over, and I know this is just, you know, I'm getting old, and I know this is part of it, but I don't want to feel this way. Well, that's clue number one that this is a belief system that is deep-rooted. And we hear this all the time. People think that pain is just a natural progression of aging, but it doesn't have to be. So that's where we start. Also, if they've been through the gamut, they've been to medical doctors, they've been to chiropractors, they've taken all the traditional conventional methods and used them and haven't gotten relief, then again, that's another clue that maybe there's something a little deeper that's causing this to hold on.
Now, again, the book is available at Amazon, and it's in Barnes & Noble, and you can order it anyway through any of your bookstores wherever you're listening. And it is it's called Power Over Pain, the POP Method for Whole Body Healing. Now, generally, when we'll take a healthy person who's aging and has some pain. Generally, it's going to be back pain or it's going to be knee pain or hip pain. The first thing that happens is they give you a pill. That's the first thing. Or they even tell you, go and get yourself medicate, get your Aleves and all that. Is that still part of the process of POP, or do we do without that, or is there something in between here? How do you view it?
I think that traditional methods have their place, and conventional medicine has its place. But a lot of times, that's the quick fix. It's making a patch, basically. It's putting a Band-Aid on it, and it will return. And that outside-in type of mentality is something that we've been bred. It's been bred in us. Like growing up, you would hear the commercials, how do you spell relief, R-O-L-A-I-D-S. We're trained to want to take something to fix it. But what we're finding more and more is that that doesn't work anymore. That is just putting a Band-Aid on the problem. And if we don't get down to the roots and the real core issues that are going on, the pain will return. And that's a chiropractic philosophy. It's always been a chiropractic philosophy is to get to the root of the problem and help the nervous system, correct the nervous system, make your body function better by getting the nervous system to function better. But what we're finding now is that stress is such a huge component of how our nervous system works. But even though doctors may come and tell you, well, you need to work on your stress, you need to have less stress, they don't really give you the tools to handle the stress. And that's where this method comes into play. It helps give away, give some steps, give some tools in order for us to handle that stress, recognize what those emotions are that are causing our stress, and then healing and releasing them so that we can get healthier and feel better.
Now, you know, I mentioned here in New Jersey, we're in about 38 states, and there's no place that you can't find yoga or meditation or spirituality. And, in fact, there's a whole world called spirituality and aging that's studying.
Right.
Is meditation part of what you're talking about? Because I do meditate, and I have had experiences of being in pain and breathing into the pain, and honestly, it did go away. It's not woo-woo. It really did go away.
Right.
So is this part of it? Yeah.
Absolutely. Meditation is a part of this process. We want to try to look inside, and that's what meditation is looking to the inner. But a lot of people have trouble with meditation. A lot of people don't know even where to start. And so I do give information in my book about how do we meditate? What are some simple ways to try to start that practice? Because that is very important.
Now let's go back to the belief system. You know, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. But people are always saying if you're in the field of self-actualization or spirituality, and also doctors will tell you, get up every morning and have an attitude of gratitude. And that's the big, you know, mantra. And it is true. You wake up every morning, you feel that you're grateful for being alive, you look around at what you have, you think about your kids that you love, and you have a better day. But every time I say this, a friend of mine, usually somebody over 60, maybe over 70, says, first thing I think about when I get up is that I'm stiff and I'm in pain. So how can I have an attitude of gratitude every morning? But isn't that part of what you're saying, too, that we kind of harbor and almost cherish our pains? Because I'll tell you, half the time I'm having conversations with older adults, they're telling me what hurts. They're not telling me about anything else in the world. Why do we focus on that so much? Is it cultural, or what triggers that?
I really believe that a lot of it is we begin to identify ourselves with our pain. And what I mean by that is you think about it, how many times have you heard someone say they went to the doctor and they had this problem and their doctor said it was the worst thing they'd case they'd ever seen before, or it was, wow, I've never seen anything like this. It makes them almost feel special, and it gives more attention to them. And if you think about it, I mean, consciously, nobody wants to hurt. Nobody wants to feel bad. But subconsciously, how is it serving us? And that's something that I really deal with and work on in this method, is what are some of those things that, is it giving us more attention with our family? Is it giving us an excuse to get out of the house and see other people? It gives us a reason to go to the doctor. There's all these other factors that can be playing a role. And gratitude, it's funny that you mentioned gratitude, because that is one of my key steps, is practicing gratitude, because happiness heals. And the happier you are and the more positive you are, the better you feel, and the healthier you are.
And so we will be back in a moment. And I knew that we would go on and be talking forever here, but we'll be back in a moment with more of how you get in touch with yourself and have power over pain. A great book. Don't go anywhere.
For my age, da 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 da, da 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 da. For my age, da 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 da, da 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 da, da 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 da.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we're looking in the mirror a little bit right this moment with Dr. Tobias. I want to spell that name because you may want to go on that website. You should go. It's drdibiase.com, Dr. Dr. Tobias, D-I-B-I-A-S-E. Name of the book? If you even Google the POP method, you'll get it right away, but it's Power Over Pain, the POP method, and it's on Amazon for whole body healing. So why are we looking in the mirror? Let me set the stage again for those of you who may not have tuned in the first segment. You know, we do have pain. We have pain as we age. We take it for granted. We accept it. We even chuckle about it sometimes. And we think we're great if we can work through the pain, be in pain, and do things anyway. I mean, that is nice, but it's not necessary. And others, the doctor is revealing, and this is a little dicey, want to hold on to that pain because there's something in it for us. Whether it's the ability to be a center of attention in a doctor's office, whether we can take the emphasis off the younger people in our family and bring attention to ourselves, or other things. And there's a method for getting rid of it, because she says no matter what you get out of it, you really would love not to have it in the first place. So let's go back, Doctor. We finished the other segment talking about wanting to feel gratitude, which leads to happiness, which leads to less pain. Now, that does not seem physical, and we're very, very practical in this country, and we feel that the physical is the physical, and the emotional is the emotional. But I don't think that's exactly the connection that you make. So let's take a look at that from your point of view.
Well, you're absolutely right, because we do put a lot of focus on the physical aspects of pain. And like I said before, doctors will address the fact that stress does cause problems in your body and will wreak havoc in your body. And I don't think there's many people out there that would deny that.
Correct.
But we do not put a lot of emphasis on the emotional and spiritual aspects of our health. It tends to get us out of balance. And so we put all this focus on eating better and exercising and getting sleep and all these great things that do help us become healthier, but then what about the stress? What about those aspects? What about those feelings that are buried within us that are creating more problems in our bodies? We don't tend to address those things. And so that's where this comes into play, because I really feel if we're going to be truly healthy, we have to have a balance emotionally, spiritually and physically.
We do a lot of research on longevity from a point of view of pure research longevity studies. We're not in the field of medicine. We're in the field of money, financial gerontology. And people have to understand that they're making financial decisions sometimes based on how long they'll live. So we do a lot of this. And stress is a killer. It's a killer right up there with anything else that you feel is more concrete, like cancer. It's just that it doesn't. People don't get diagnosed as stress. It's not a diagnosis. So it's a very, very tough thing. It's like, you know, getting a firefly into a bottle. It's very hard to grasp. How do you reduce the stress when it's not a big crisis? It's just an everyday way of looking at life. Now, in POP, you do help with that. Can you again go into some of that? We spoke about meditation. We spoke about an attitude of gratitude. What else can we do to reduce that, that underlying stress in our life that might be causing pain?
Well, first and foremost, we need to identify some of those key emotions that are causing our stress. And that is very difficult for a lot of people because one of the common comments I get is, well, everybody has stress. Everybody feels bad at one time or another. We're all stressed. That's our life. And I agree with that. But some people handle their stress better than others. So we have to identify what some of those key feelings are that are driving the stress and that are causing these problems. And so that's part of this method is figuring out what some of those key emotions are. And one thing that the connection between emotions and pain, this really isn't a new concept. Louise Hay has spoken about it for years, and even in some of her books, she has documented where certain emotions will cause particular pain patterns. And that's a good place to start, and that's something that I do include in the book is some charts so that we can try to look at some of the pain patterns that we have and go back to the roots and see if that resonates with us. For instance, I know you've heard the expression, I have the weight of the world on my shoulders.
Yes.
Okay. Well, from documented studies, they've shown that that's actually true, that when we have left shoulder pain, a lot of times that comes from family stress. And if we have pain in our right shoulder, a lot of times that's money stress. So that can kind of clue us in to what may be some of those underlying emotions. And then we can work on bringing those to the surface and working through them. And a lot of times that will help with the pain as well.
So this is a truly an important book, and it's a particularly important book for Generation Bold, because Generation Bold are a group of older adults all over the country that want to get out there. Every time I finish a show, and I'll do this in a moment myself right now, I say, get out there and make it happen, it being anything you want to happen in the world. And you know what? You can't do it if you're in pain, and if you are listening to Dr. DeBias and you're identifying with your pain, and you make it part of your identity, you have all kinds of excuses. So pain is also an excuse to not get out there and make it happen, and particularly with the older adults, because you can get away with it. Younger people are in pain, too. I actually have a beautiful 33-year-old son who has arthritis. But nobody will coddle him about that. They don't expect him not to work. For us, it's okay to sit in the house, and that's why you've got to have this book. The book is Power Over Pain, the POP Method for Whole Body Healing. If you want to look at the website, it's drdibiase.com, drdebias.com. So we thank you so much for this. I mean, there's just no time to go through all of these areas, but I know that you're continuing to work. And in 1 second, is another book coming out? That's what I want to know.
Not quite yet, but on my website I do have a blog, and that is where I'm putting a lot of new content, and eventually I am planning on writing a book.
This is the next book. Thank you. We'll be back next week. Get out there, kids. Make it happen without pain.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.